Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I have a question for you. Well, before, I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I am glad to be here and talking with you tonight. But my question is, how are you feeling tonight? All of the bloodsheds all over the country, LA shooting, Buffalo shooting, the problem in Ukraine, and all of the shooting here in Georgia. How are you feeling tonight? I'm going to talk about a few things, and I want to also get your opinion, not opinion, but how are you feeling? We need to talk about it, and I'm sure we've thought about it, but sometimes we need to let it out. talk about it for a few minutes and get it off your chest. But this is one scripture as we talk and think about all the bloodshed all over the country. I want you, many of you have probably read it, but I want you to read it again. Matthew's chapter 24. But read the NIV version or another version other than the King James version, because I want it all to be clear to you if you haven't read that chapter recently. It talks about the changing of how things are getting ready, all these things that are happening, the end of time, and what we should expect. So take a look at it, because you'll see that these things are happening. And I really feel that it is the end of time. A lot of the things that it says in Matthew chapter 24 is what's happening today. But as we go along our personal lives, I am sure that you are feeling some kind of way because of all the things that are happening. Some things happened in our family last week on Mother's Day. Our first cousin, we lost three first cousins all at once. They were in a car accident, mother and two beautiful daughters, a beautiful mother and beautiful two daughters, was killed in a car accident instantly. How are you feeling today about all these things that you're hearing and happening into your world? How do you feel? Well, I am hoping that you will be able, a couple of you will allow me to click on and let you answer that question. How are you feeling? I've been feeling quite sad lately, especially what happened to my three first cousins. There's questions about how that happened, and all three of them left this earth at the same time. They had died, the impact of the accident. It wasn't their fault. But how do you feel when you hear all these things that are happening? And that's why it's important for us to read Matthew 24. So we won't be surprised at some of the things that are happening, because it's all there. It talks about what's happening today. In Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. We must tackle the tough times. And now we are living in the tough times. We may have joy for a moment, but there's so many things that are happening that takes away that joy. But we must trust and believe that God will give us the strength to go forward. We all experience adversity, challenges in life. And the world continues to change every day. But God's love remains constant, and he remains ready to comfort us and strengthen us wherever we turn, when we turn to him. We must continue to turn to him in spite of these changes, these diversities, challenges, these tragedies. Where is the best place to take your worries, your feelings, your anxiety? Take them to God. Take your trouble to him. Take your fears to him. Take your doubts to him. Take your weakness to him. Take your frustration to him and leave them all there. It is hard to leave them all there because of what's happening today. our family member, father of the father, the wife, the mother, cousins of these three beautiful ladies that died on Mother's Day. They were young. Mother was 53. One daughter was 28. The other was 22. And the 22 years old had just graduated the day before from college. How can we understand what is happening? How things are happening, who they're happening to. Three beautiful ladies, love God, try to do all the right things, and now they're gone. How do you feel as you see these things that are happening in the world and also in your lives? Some of your family, some of your friends, what are you feeling? But even though we are feeling these things, we must continue to seek God, trust Him, believe that He has our best interest. We don't know. We question Him, of course, and say, why, Lord? Just like I questioned Him when my husband passed away. I couldn't understand 6 years of marriage and two babies left I had to take care of. I couldn't understand that. I can't understand the different things that are happening. But we must trust our Heavenly Father on all the decisions that is happening in the world. Of course we're going to worry. Of course we're going to cry. Of course we're going to have all these different things that I just mentioned that take these troubles to God. And we must have trust in Him that He will continue to protect us, the ones that are still here. He will protect our family, children, grandchildren, whatever relationship, that He will continue to protect us. Through all of this, we might be one of the ones that will be caught up in something. But just believe that He's there. I believe that He was there with these three first cousins of mine. They died. It was impact from the accident. They didn't suffer. But it is hard to lose three beautiful people all at once. You can't understand why. You have reason. I mean, I don't care how much we believe in God and love God. We have those questions because of things like this happen. But that's why we have to pray and ask God for strength to get through these different storms, these adversities, these challenges, these losses. But I have a couple of people that I know your numbers, and I'm going to ask you tonight, how do you feel right now? Rebecca, I hope I can call on you. What are your feelings tonight, hearing all these different things that are going on in the world? Rebecca, could you help me out on that?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. No, I was saying it pains me because I hate seeing all these people suffering, but I still know that God is in control. So I just keep praying that He will protect them and keep them in His care. You know, some things we know are going to happen, and God knows all about it ahead of time. So we just have to keep the faith and stay in prayer and know that, you know, He's protecting us as long as we trust Him.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it is disheartening, especially when you see children and families torn apart because of the war in Ukraine and all the violence and hatred because of color here in our own country. It's just disheartening. You're saying, like, what has happened to people? why has so many people gotten so evil? You know, it's just don't understand.
Right. Exactly. It is.
That's
it
how
is
I'm
sad,
feeling.
It's very saddening to know the things that are going, how people can hate one another like this. And even it's not just a hate, it's just things that are happening in general. The death, how people are leaving this earth.
That's true.
Yes. So thank you so much for sharing. I have one more person, Ms. Perkins. I hope that you will tell me how you feel tonight for me. Ms. Perkins?
Good afternoon. It's very disheartening. And when I wake up in the morning, man, I used to turn the TV on, you know, listen to the news. I don't turn the TV on, and I just watch the 12 o'clock news or maybe the 6 o'clock news. And, you know, and sometimes we do question God, what is going on? And, of course, he already have given us his word, telling us what's going to happen in the last days and the evilness. But sometimes you think, how do these people harbor all of this hatred in their heart? And just go about, you know, just killing people. You know,
yes.
And it's so sad, and it just, you know, it just make you get on your knees and pray, Lord, you pray for those families or whatever, you know, that they are hurting, because you will be hurting, you know, if you was going through that, you know, and just like you said about your family, you know, that were in the accident, you know, your heart just goes, my heart just goes out to them, you know, and goes out to you all, but we just got to keep praying. And like she said, God is in control or whatever, and sometimes we just ask him, Lord, when is this going to end, you know? And you know, I've always been told, you know, you can ask him, but just don't dwell there. We have to move on, you know, so. But it's disheartening. And you just can't dwell there because it will wear you down, you know. So we
it
just got to keep
will.
Praying.
Yes, it certainly will.
Praying.
Yes. Yeah, I try not to listen at the news every moment of the day. I normally pick a time. If I do it in the morning, I don't do it in the evening, or most of the time I do it at 6 o'clock, and I like to listen at world news at 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
Pretty much I pick my time, but I don't listen to the whole 6 o'clock news. Just some of it just see what's happening. And it's important that you know what's happening in the world, because when you go out there, you want to be ready. You want to be sort of on guard because there's so many things are happening.
Yeah.
So it's important
and,
that you listen at some kind of news.
Right, because you need to know what's going on in the world.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly. And we must be very prayerful, constantly in prayer.
Yes. And just like she mentioned Ukraine and Russia, you know, and I'm like, why are you killing all those people, you know, like Putin or whatever? You're already a billionaire. You control all the money in those countries or whatever, you know, whatever. So why are you killing all those people, you know, just to get more land, you know, whatever?
Exactly.
You know, just don't understand it, you know. Yeah. And then the young guy that, you know, killed those people in Brooklyn, New York, you know, that was real, real sad. But 18 years old or whatever, and you harbor all of this in your heart, you know, you think blacks going to take over, you know. What about us when we were going through slavery and everything, you know, whatever, you know, but, you know, people don't think about that. They just think about themselves. You know?
Exactly. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Perkins, for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask one other person. Doris, if you will tell me how you feel tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Mary, I feel like we know all this stuff is going on, and like we have to just stay in constant prayer. You know, the Bible tells us that this world is not our home. And it is devastating for families that lose the loved ones because they're left here to mourn that. And so we just have to stay in constant prayer for the families. But then, too, we have to also remember that God is in control. And it's so vitally important that we learn of his word so that when we see things happening, we can help others to get through whatever it is that they're going through. Because we know God promises and we know what God can do. And we just have to stand firm on his word.
Yes. Yes. Stand on his word and his promises. That he will never leave us nor forsake us. I know many times when we hear certain verses, just like it said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And you wonder, did he leave those people that was in the Buffalo top store or supermarket? You question those things. I mean, just for a moment. I question just for a moment. But at the same time, I know I have to believe that, you know, he's in control. He's still there. We don't understand the things that are happening, but this is his will. He has his reason. I don't know if he's using those angels, the angel that has died. I'm talking about the people that have died. They're good people. I would say angel on earth, and now they're gone. But it's just puzzling to know the way things are happening. You know, it really is sad and to know that people are so evil. But you know one thing, the devil is doing is trying to get as many people that he can before the end of time. So he's constantly busy putting his spirit, evil spirit, in these people who are going out killing people, a hatred that they, you know. And it's so sad that they hate us. They continue to hate us. They hate us from the very beginning, and still they hate us for some reason. They don't like the idea that we have accomplished so many things in life. And I guess that they just don't – I don't know. It's just more or less – it's just very – it is hard to even think about sometimes what is happening. But in all of this, I just, like I say, read Matthew 24 and also continue to be strong in the Lord. Be strong and be very prayerful and reach out. Excuse me one second. And reach out and help others who are going through this journey of grief, sickness, sorrow, or whatever they may be going through. Be there for them because they need us. They need us to get through this time in their life. So thank you all who volunteered to, I'm not going to bother anybody else now, but thank four of you to tell me how you're really feeling, because I have a whole lot of faith in God. But like I said, I do sometimes wonder if he could have done something different in a different way. But you know one thing? I am happy to know that the three angels that was taken away on Mother's Day, that they did not suffer. They're now with him. So that is a blessing, too, that they did not suffer. They died an impact from the accident. And I know these people that died in Buffalo, many of them died right instantly, so they didn't suffer. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing that that they didn't suffer, and I know it's going to be hard for their parents, I mean their family, to get through this, but with encouragement and support from the neighbor, from the neighborhood, there's a lot of people who are reaching out helping them, but it's very sad to know that this those things have been happening in the last, it seems like it's continuous. Every time you turn on the news that you hear something sad, some type of tragedy. So just continue to, we must pray for each other, pray for them. Even though that we don't know them, we must pray for them and their family that will they will get through this, because this has been some terrible and horrible things that have happened in the last few weeks. But it seems like it's going to continue, so we have to be strong in the Lord. Let me see what else I wanted to say. And the other thing, I wanted to ask this question, but I'm not going to, we only have a few more minutes. I also wanted to ask the question, how do we cope? What do we do to cope, to get through these things? Do you read scriptures? Scriptures that will help you to go forward and telling you how to be strong, you know, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, to be not discouraged, that he will be there for us. What scripture are you reading to cope with all these things that are happening in this world? That's all I wanted to talk about tonight, but I do want to say a prayer tonight as we go off the air. We only have 3 more minutes to go. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy. So many of us have experienced tragedy, challenges, diversity, or whatever in our lives. We don't understand your way, your will, but we must continue to trust you because we know that you are in control. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with all of the family in L.A., in Buffalo, and even Ukraine. Comfort them and give them, let them see the light that is there, that you will let shine in their lives. Let them know that they can go forward in your guidance, in your protection, and your deliverance, and all of the things that they may be, the things that we are going through personally. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us the strength to continue to stand on your promises. We know that you love us, and you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that. It's just to help us to be strong when these things that comes in our way. What we hear on the news, give us the strength that we need to go forward. Help us to be able to tackle the tough times in our lives. And just right now, just help us to get through all of this. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask you to just continue to love on us, give us the strength, keep your shield around us and protecting our family, and just trust, Lord. Just help us to trust you. Trust your plan for us, whatever the circumstances will be. We just ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. May God be the glory. Have a great night. And tune in again next week at the same time. Oh, one thing that I wanted to talk about, announcement. We are having a monthly meeting this Saturday. I will be texting you tomorrow the time for our meeting, and also everyone that is going on a trip, there is a separate meeting that we're going to have. So I'll be in touch with you by text tomorrow with that information. Be blessed and have a great night. Good night.
Darkness.